Good news, this is the last talk of the session. I am very much confused because Dr. John is here and he is a big name in floriculture. Today my topic is enhancing the salt tolerance by zinc application in gladiolus. I would like to acknowledge all of my co-authors. My name is Malik Fiaz Hussain Firdousi, number one. And Ms. Hina Sarwar, Dr. Amna Shoaib, and Dr. Kashif. I have the affiliation with Institute of Agricultural Sciences, University of the Punjab, Lahore. I'm from Pakistan. Well, this work was done at the Institute of Agricultural Sciences. In the experimental area, that was a pot experiment. The field work was done at the research area and the lab work was done at experimental plant, environmental plant pathology lab. Greenworks Private Limited was the collaborative organization in our experiment. Well, gladiolus is valued for its majestic and beautiful spikes with flowers of different attractive colors and shapes. Gladiolus is the market leader in terms of flowers, selling and cultivation in Pakistan. People are moving from roses and tube roses to produce the gladiolus because it's very easy to cultivate and it's 3 month crop almost. However, you have to manage a whole of the year for roses, and tuberose has also its own problems in Pakistan. So people are moving to cultivate the gladiolus. Over 2,000 hectares area is under gladiolus annually in Punjab, in our province. Well, saline irrigation is a critical constraint to the production of certain crops and it has been considered as one of the most important factors in limiting of crop yield. According to a report by FAO during 2000, they said the salinity is a major problem in Pakistan that is caused by application of brackish water and parent material in soil formation, and in Pakistan it has affected the crop productivity up to an alarming level. And this situation is getting nasty with the addition of 4,000 hectare land affected by salinity every year, while globally 770,000 square kilometer land is salt affected. We use zinc as a micronutrient to enhance the uptake of nutrients from soil and to stimulate the proper growth and physiological and morphological factors. As you know, zinc is essential for vegetative and reproductive growth, and it is a key constituent of many enzymes and proteins. It is used for the formation of chlorophyll and carbohydrates in the plants. Maintenance of integrity of cellular membrane is also reported by zinc application. Our hypothesis that zinc could increase tolerance of gladiolus to salinity stress. The main objective of this study was to investigate the response of gladiolus to zinc at different levels of application and various salinity level of irrigation water. For the purpose, a completely randomized pot experiment design with 3 replications was conducted during 2017, and that was a 3 month experiment. When soil is collected from the area to incorporate to for the production of gladiolus to add in the pots, that was analyzed for its macro and micronutrients, and you can see from the chart that the data is given here. All the major micronutrients like zinc, copper, iron, manganese, boron were estimated. Pods were filled and the soil was sieved, and the pods were filled with the soil. Then combs were sown and saline water was applied. Stock solution was made. Then it was diluted to certain conditions. Recommended dose of NPK 120 and 100 kg per hectare at the rate was applied. And after 10 days, zinc was applied while irrigating the pots. The experiment was conducted over 70 days. That was designed for 70 days with 27 pots of 9 treatments for assessing zinc impact on gladiolus growth in saline condition. The parameters, health parameters, health markers were total chlorophyll contents, carotenoids, total protein contents, relative water contents, membrane stability index, and the stress markers were observed by peroxidase analysis, polyphenol oxidase, and catalases. Treatments were made, you can see that 3 doses of saline water and 3 doses of also zinc is applied by mixing at different levels. Increase in level of salinity in irrigation water increased toxicity symptoms of gladiolus plants. Symptoms of stunted growth with necrosis and chlorosis of leaves were observed at higher level of salinity. After 50 days of sowing and kept on extending till 70th days of sowing. Both length and biomass of shoot and root were significantly decreased with increase in salinity. Increase in zinc doses found stimulatory for increasing said growth attributes. Results showed that growth and biomass of the gladiolus plants were decreased with increase in salinity level, while zinc amendment decreased the salinity stress by increasing growth attributes. Particularly at low level of salinity. Overall, alterations in growth and biomass of the plants were well manifested through distinct morphological changes in underground and above ground parts. Well, it has been shown that length and biomass of root were significantly decreased with increased in salinity and increase in zinc doses. It has also shown that saline irrigation water can reduce the ability of the combs root here to take up water. Therefore, when soil moisture decreases, the salts in the soil solution concentrate then initial value in the soil water, plant nutrients from the soil with net negative consequences on plant growth and morphological attributes. Well, that data is about, that chart is about the number of cormels. Number of cormels were insignificantly different at various levels of salinity. So their morphological characters were badly affected at higher level of salinity. Cormels were soft, irregular in shape, reduced in size, discolored at basal plate, shrunken, rough in texture, flaccid, and exhibited weak attachment with combs. High level of salinity showed soft, deformed, reduced, discolored, flaccid cormels having weak attachment with comb. Such drawbacks were also predictable in high salinity on cormels due to osmotic stress caused by increase in concentration of salts. Assessment of 5 different physiological and 4 biochemical parameters. They were total protein contents, peroxidase, BPOs, and catalases of gladiolus. Leaf showed variation at 3 levels of salinity. And with zinc treatment, data regarding the effect of soil salinity with 3 different doses of zinc on health markers is shown. Over here, soil amendment with different doses of zinc insignificantly affected total chlorophyll contents and carotenoids at all 3 levels of salinity. Relative water content and membrane stability index were insignificantly decreased with increased in salinity levels. And same trend was observed with increased in zinc doses. Total protein content remained unaffected on all treatments at 3 levels of salinity. And in zinc treatments, with increase in zinc concentration and salinity level, both peroxidases and catalases activities were decreased. PPO activity was decreased with increase in salinity level, but showed opposite trend than catalases and peroxidases. Total chlorophyll content and carotenoids did not change statistically in gladiolus levels. Under all treatments, membrane stability index and relative water content decreased with increased in salinity and zinc level. Lipid peroxidation due to production of reactive oxygen species is responsible for cellular injury at high salinity level. The decreased activity of catalases and peroxidases with increase in salt stress and zinc levels indicated inability of plant to limit cellular damage. Therefore, it is concluded that presence of zinc in soil was able to overcome negative consequences of low level of salinity on gladiolus plant through growth and physiological responses. The present study concludes that gladiolus plant exhibited ability to grow more intensely with low level of salinity than at rest of the higher levels, providing zinc as soil amendment. Changes in morphological and growth attributes were well linked with altered activities of membrane stability, relative water content, and activities of antioxidant enzymes. The fact and figure of current study provide important information concerning limitations in growing gladiolus at higher levels of saline condition and zinc supplement ameliorate salt stress. Thank you very much.